Hi, my name is Lisa Feng. I am the CFO and CBO of Zhaoke Ophthalmology. Myopia is a global problem, but it's one that's especially acute in China, where approximately 700 million patients are currently affected by it, according to data from the World Health Organization and China Insights Consultancy. There are currently over 163 million children and adolescents suffering from myopia in China, according to the same sources. One of the reasons this number is so high is that awareness of myopia, its progression, and potential treatments remains low. This low awareness is preventing many children from getting the condition properly diagnosed. This has much wider effects than many people might realize, since myopia in children is a disease that goes beyond being an inconvenience. It's a lifelong disease which can lead to visual impairment and significantly impair quality of life. The structural damage it causes can be permanent, and it can lead to other serious eye diseases such as retinal detachment and glaucoma later in life. As a disease impacting so many people, we believe many treatment solutions, including drugs and devices, will be able to play a role in helping improve the lives of those affected. This is an area that has plenty of room to accommodate a number of leading ophthalmology pharmaceutical players and their innovative drugs. We hope that our low-dose atropine product, MVK-002, will become one of those treatment options. There is a large and growing body of literature that supports the use of atropine for the treatment of myopia. Atropine targets areas of the eye that affect eye growth, blocking receptors throughout the eye to help slow the abnormal eye elongation that causes myopia. Because it is administered as an eye drop, it is an important option for younger children for whom existing treatments are not appropriate or not effective enough. The positive top-line results from our clinical trial of MVK-002, coupled with those from our partner Viluma, are extremely encouraging and demonstrate the potential that our drug has as an effective treatment for myopia in children. These trials demonstrated both the safety and efficacy of MVK-002, as well as the fact that it is well-tolerated. Dr. Li and I, along with the rest of the team at Zhaoke, look forward to providing you with more updates about MVK-002 and our mission to improve access to the treatment of myopia. Thank you very much for listening.